Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, January 23rd. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and laist.com. Here's what's happening. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is working to find out what led a 72-year-old man to shoot and kill 10 people and wound another 10 people at a Monterey Park ballroom dance studio Saturday night. The sheriff says the shooter, who Can Tran, took his own life yesterday after authorities confronted him in his van in Torrance. The sheriff says they found a handgun in the van along with other potential evidence linking him to the killings. KPCC's Jackie Orchard was in Alhambra yesterday speaking with members of the community about how they are coping with the tragedy.
At Alhambra True Light Presbyterian Church, the Cantonese service was just concluding as Pastor Mark Shen heard the news of the deadly shooting. His church is just around the corner from the Lai Lai Ballroom, where sources say the shooter attempted to enter with a weapon the night before. Shen says he would never expect such violence during a holiday of joy.
It's a very shock to the family, because at that moment, that's a very exciting time, very good time, very humble, very suddenly.
Shen says the Lunar New Year is a celebration which unifies many different geographical regions and is a time of togetherness. He says he will be praying for the families of the victims and will also pray for an end to what he calls divisive hate. I'm Jackie Orchard.
Congressmember Judy Chu is from Monterey Park and is a former mayor of the city. She now represents the 28th district where the shooting took place.
Monterey Park is resilient. And what I know about the people here is that we will get through this together.
She says she's relieved the shooter no longer poses a danger. The second day of Monterey Park's Lunar New Year events was canceled. LA County Sheriff's Department saying that there is an increased police presence in the community and at other Lunar New Year events. Following the shooting, local businesses in other communities in the San Gabriel Valley were faced with a difficult decision whether to carry on with business as usual or respect the concerns of staff and customers. Christian Yang, the owner of Yang's Kitchen in Alhambra, decided to close his popular brunch service out of respect for his community.
Just so that with the uncertainty, and even though the chances are probably like really unlikely or slim, just preventing something potentially happening at our restaurant.
That decision meant that Yang sacrificed one of his busiest days of service to ensure that his staff felt safe. Yang himself grew up in the area, as did many of his staff, so his decision to put his community first was a personal one.
I hope diners can understand this kind of stuff. And over the past few years, there's been a lot of nasty diners, like a little bit of entitlement. And it is taking a toll on a lot of people. And I just hope that people become a little bit more empathetic or sympathetic. Maybe not just for restaurants, but towards each other in general.
Yang says the loss of revenue was not an easy decision to make given the current economic climate for restaurants. Beginning tomorrow, thousands of volunteers will fan out across Los Angeles County to help with the region's annual homeless count. KPCC's Julio Barajas reports this year's tally comes amid concerns about accuracy.
Last year, volunteers struggled with the glitchy smartphone app used to count people experiencing homelessness. When the final count was released, there were huge spikes in certain areas, coupled with hard-to-believe drops in others. The LA City Council called for a multi-year audit, but the results are still pending. Meanwhile, the agency in charge of running the count has made several changes to win back the public's trust, starting with the new app.
If you lose connectivity, no matter where you are, you can still continue with the digital app.
That's Esti Garotti from Esri, the company behind the new technology. She says even if volunteers don't have good cell reception, the data won't be lost. They'll also have access to backup paper maps and tally sheets. I'm Julia Barajas.
Lawyers representing the family of a man who died after being repeatedly tased by an LAPD officer have filed a $50 million claim against the city. KPCC's Robert Garova has more.
31-year-old Keenan Anderson died January 3rd after an LAPD officer tased him multiple times within the space of about 30 seconds. The department said Anderson was trying to flee a car accident he was involved in. Ben Crump, the attorney who represented George Floyd's family, will be co-counsel along with Carl Douglas in representing Anderson's 5-year-old son. Douglas suggested that an LAPD officer who initially spoke with Anderson had ample time to request appropriate backup.
7 minutes to tell his comrades he's not violent, but we need somebody on a mental health tip.
Anderson's family said he was a dedicated English teacher in Washington, D.C., and was coping with the recent death of two of his students due to gun violence. Attorneys on the case say they will also ask the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice to open an investigation. Covering mental health, I'm Robert Garova.
If you're a driver, you've probably experienced the panic of having your tire hit a gaping pothole. A whole lot more holes have popped up in Los Angeles since the rain. What do you do if your car gets damaged? LA Explained reporter Caitlin Hernandez has more.
The city's Bureau of Street Services says people reported 2,407 potholes between December 30th and January 17th. That's roughly 133 reports a day, much more than the 30 that's usually called in. They're being filled pretty quickly. So far, at least 812 have been repaired. You can report a pothole by calling 311 or using the MyLA 311 website. But if your car gets damaged while driving over one of these craters, remember you can file a claim with the city or county to get reimbursed. First, take a lot of photos of your car and the pothole. Then, file a damage to personal property claim. If you live in the city, go to claims.lacity.org. If you're in an unincorporated area, you can print out the claim form on the Board of Supervisors website. I'm Caitlin Hernandez.
And if you didn't catch those claim websites, you can find them in our online story at LAist.com. It'll be sunny and windy today, highs mostly in the 50s and 60s. Wind advisories in effect in some parts of LA and Orange County into the afternoon. Thank you so much for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.